This episode of Quintessential is brought to you by Evora and Bucked Up. All right, everybody, welcome back. We're here in the studio, and I just want to say something right off the bat. I am joined yet again by extremely popular demand, the beautiful Allie Quint, everybody.
Back.
You're back. How are you?
Good.
Are you chilly? You're wearing a blanket.
Yeah, it's cold in here.
I don't think it's that bad. I think you're being a little dramatic. You don't think so?
No.
So, you know what's funny is last week we did the podcast, and I posted it and it went really well. And then the day after, I asked Allie to be on it again with me next time because it was such a good, it was received so well by everybody. So I asked you to be back on it. And then How has this week been for you since you knew you were going to be on again?
It's been good, but I've been keeping all my secrets to myself so I can lay them out.
So you can lay them out. That's what I do.
In front of
is I lay them out. Sounds like a football. That's what happens in football. But it has been weird. I mean, there's been so many times that you have said to me, or I've said to you, like, something just happened to me, but I don't want to tell you until we're on the podcast again.
Yeah, so what's something that you've been dying to tell me?
Well, dying to tell you, I don't know.
I have something to tell you.
Do you want to go first?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, this is going to make you upset, I feel like, but it's funny.
Okay, go ahead.
So my mom told me the other day that the sister missionaries called her to go get a filter so that she went to Home Depot to get an air filter.
What? For the AC?
Yes. Like, why? The sister missionaries first off didn't even know how to do it themselves. And they called my mom to go do it. And I think that's funny because why can't they do it themselves?
Well, sister missionaries are stupid and everyone should know that. Well, let me explain. Our neighbors are the missionaries. And our landlord is our in-laws, in-laws. So that's why the sister missionaries called my mother-in-law, because that's their landlord.
But do people call their landlords for air filters to switch them out?
No, but let me tell you a secret. Missionaries are stupid. They just are. But sister missionaries, like, don't do anything for themselves. And that's the truth.
Oh, I believe it.
And you've seen that. And I'm saying that because you know, because the people who live by us, they don't do anything.
No. Remember, and they stay up late with the elders too.
They stay up late and the boys come over and they just, like, hang out.
They do.
Isn't that so annoying?
Yes, it's weird. And they cause a ruckus upstairs.
Oh, they cause a gosh darn ruckus upstairs. Sounds like they're freaking putting on, like, clog shoes and dancing around upstairs.
And whenever you ask them about it, they get so weird.
When's the last time you asked them about it?
No, you. When you go out there and you're like, oh, it's a little too late, huh?
Yeah, I'm like, what are you doing? And they're like, they don't have anything to say. And I remember one time, I think you're talking about this. We came home at like 10:30 or something. And the sister missionaries were just out there. I said, hey, it's a little late, huh, sisters? And they were so weird about it.
Well, there was one time where the missionaries were rolling up. The elders were rolling up around like 9:30.
Really?
Yes.
Rolling up to stay at the...
Yes, they were just getting there.
But you mean like at the sister missionaries' house? Or do you mean when the elders lived there?
No. When the sister missionaries live there. I think the elders like that location, so they come back because it's like secluded, you know?
So they can fuck upstairs?
No.
What then? What do you mean?
No, just because they like it, because they used to have that house, remember?
So what does that mean? You're just going to come hang out with sister missionaries because you like that house?
Well, I mean, they like the sister missionaries too, but they like the location, I'm saying.
Either way, they shouldn't be doing that.
No. Well, I don't think so, but...
I guess I don't even know anymore.
They can do whatever they want, I guess.
Yeah, missionaries now, like, missionaries, like, are allowed to have a World of Warcraft account nowadays.
For those TikToks that they make?
Yeah, they make TikToks, and it's like the doom, ding, doom, ding, boom, 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 ding, that one where you put your hand.
Oh, yeah.
And it's like, when people ask me about Jesus, and it's like, is he your best friend? Yes. Is he your brother? Yes. It was the dumbest shit of all time. And it's just like, did I leave my family for 18 months because I love my savior, Jesus Christ? Yes. Ding, 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 ding.
That is the funniest thing.
Well, you know, that's how it is.
Yeah.
It's like, what are you doing?
Or the ones where they post, like, I don't know what the sound is, but they like do the rope and they're pulling them and then it like cuts. They had to like do that by themselves.
They literally like, some member in the ward is like, hey, I'm struggling with my addictions. I like need your help. And they're like, okay, 1 second. Like, I have to get views on my shit.
Oh, it's so funny.
And then the best part about it is they like are just making TikToks and they get a call home and do whatever they want now. Mm-hmm. And then they still have the audacity to ask members in the ward for like help to find people who are interested. It's like, you know, if you
spent the time,
you'd probably find a person or two. And I'll tell you something. It's not that hard.
You want to know what else? Mm. When the sisters were pulling their car.
Which time? The time that I helped them?
Yes. That story's funny to me.
Well, I didn't really understand what was happening because the sister missionaries, I went outside to take the trash out or something. Mm-hmm. And they were parked right in front of our house. Like, mm-hmm. they park around the building, mm-hmm. but they were parked right in front of ours. And I was like, what's going on? And like, oh, our car won't start. And they're being really weird. Mm-hmm. But it seemed like they were just confused, which is fine. And I said, like, oh, let me help you. They said their car was out of gas. So I went and got gas. Because mm-hmm. I have a can at the place, like in the garage. And so I went and I filled their tank up and their car still wouldn't start. And then I was telling them like, well, do you want me to jump your battery? And they're like, oh, we're actually not allowed to do. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah.
But we're not allowed to have anyone jump our car. I'm like, okay, freaking whatever. Just have fun being stranded out here. Like, I don't really know what you want me to do. Mm-hmm. But they're just annoying, and I don't know.
But they were acting so weird. They like didn't want you to help them. They're like, "We'll call someone else."
Yeah, I'm like, "Hey, you're parked. You're blocking us in. So mm-hmm. of course I want to help you because mm-hmm. you're in my way."
That was weird, and they were like laughing, like it was so silly.
Well, because they don't care. They're gonna make a TikTok out of it.
It was so weird.
So annoying. And do you remember when the elders used to live there? And I like, they have the whole upstairs. So where their bedroom is above our like living room.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
Do you remember this?
Yes.
And so when the missionaries were there, when these missionaries were there, they were like being super loud. And one guy was, it's like he was throwing a ball mm-hmm. like off the ground and then it would bounce on the wall and then he'd catch it. It was like do-dunk, do-dunk, do-dunk.
Yeah. Over and over.
At like midnight. Mm-hmm. And I don't remember if this is when I was doing construction. I had to wake up super early or something. Or maybe one of the kids was having a hard time sleeping. Mm-hmm. But I got so mad, I like would hit on the ceiling and then they didn't stop. And so I actually went up there and knocked on the door. Do you remember this?
Yeah, vaguely.
Like I was pounding on the door and they didn't answer the door.
Oh, yeah.
And I just stayed out there for 10 minutes. I'm like, dung, dung, dung on the door as loud as I could. And they didn't answer the door. And that made me so mad because did they think that I thought they weren't home?
They were scared.
Yeah, I would have killed them.
They were like tiptoeing around until you left. Like,
well, like, what do you think? Freaking just answer the door. I know you're there.
Yeah, it's weird.
You're not going to trick me by being quiet. I'm not going to think you're not there. I don't know. I probably would have taken one of their ties and strangled them, you know?
No.
You don't think so?
You always have to come back to violence.
I have so much violence in my heart.
No, you don't.
Okay. Whatever you say.
I thought that was funny.
It's just annoying because we know how they're stupid.
I knew that would make you mad because why are you... I know I told my mom, I was like, why are you doing that? Like, isn't that like what you do when you rent from someone? That's like the stuff you take care of. Like you change your own light bulbs and stuff.
Yeah.
Like that's not who you rent from their job, I don't think.
It's not. And like, it's one thing for them to be asking how to do it or something. Like they could ask your mom, hey... In this house, mm-hmm. where do you change the filter or whatever? That's normal. Mm-hmm. But to make her go do it. And I know that they just like hang out all day.
Well, they had her go buy it too. But have your mission president buy it. Like, why are they...
Go buy it yourself.
I know. Well, yeah, exactly. But like the next step would be talking to your mission president. I thought because they're the ones who deal with housing.
Yeah, or, well, no, like the... Well, yeah, I guess. But you can just talk. There's missionaries that are in the office.
Yeah.
That do that. Mm. Like you would just talk to another missionary about it. But realistically, you can just go freaking do it yourself because mm-hmm. they don't do anything all day. Mm. They just sit at their house. And there's so many times I'll go out to take the trash out or something. And there's one of them like on the phone by themselves in the backyard. It's like, who are you talking? They're probably their boyfriend. They can do whatever they want now. There's no rules. Yeah.
They probably are allowed to like date.
Yeah. I'm telling you, they're probably having like.
That's like what the church wants them to do is date so that they can get married.
That's true. They probably encourage like date other missionaries.
Mm-hmm.
Like, while you're on a mission.
That's what they're doing.
I wonder what they do when the missionaries, when the elders go over. Because I asked them that one time.
Maybe they play like the, what's the Mormon version of Settlers?
Yeah, Settlers of Zarahemla.
Yeah, that's what they do.
And they're like, they do like dating games though.
Mm-hmm.
Like, last one to build a settlement, like, has to get naked.
Oh my gosh.
That's probably what they do. I used to make jokes like, because we'd hear them running. This is when just the elders live there. We'd like hear them run from mm-hmm. their kitchen to their back of their room,
mm-hmm.
it sounded like. And so I'd always say, like, last one in the shower is a rotten egg.
They're like, they probably do that, though. I'm sure you did that on your mission, like, get the towel and, like, smack them hard.
Not, well, not really. I mean, I was in, like, freaking the jungle.
Did you ever, I don't know if you've ever told the story on the podcast, but have you ever told the story about when you were whistling?
No, I
your
haven't.
Your companion?
I haven't really told any stories from my mission.
And we should just get into it right now.
We can get into some of it, but it. So what's funny about it too is I've told a few stories about my mission, mm-hmm. and I have guys that I knew in my mission texting me saying like, "Who was that about?"
Oh.
And that's hilarious to me. So, to everyone from my mission listening, you're gonna love this, and I'll tell you who it was if you text me. Well, they'll know. But mm-hmm. when I was a new missionary, I guess let me give some backstory. My family. It's an inside joke that I like whistle to make my family laugh.
You're so good too.
Oh, thanks. But I just like think it's funny.
You gotta do a whistle at the end of this or something.
I don't know how, if it's gonna sound in the microphone, but when I whistle, I do like a little vibrato and I just make it sound, it's really pretty, but I think it's really funny. So it's an inside joke in my family then and now that I whistle. So when I was on my mission, I was brand new, my first area, my trainer was a peculiar guy. But I was brand new and I was taking a shower. It was literally just like a bucket shower. And I was whistling in the shower to make myself laugh because I thought it was funny. I don't know why, because it was pretty as shit. So it's hilarious to me. So I was whistling and I'm in the shower and whatever, and I'm like laughing too. And I get done and I go out and I like go back to change, get dressed. And I swear to you, my companion is like, he's sitting down, he's reading his scriptures or whatever. And he was like, I hear him sniffling. I didn't tell you that. I hear him sniffling and I go like, what's up? And I look and he's crying, like has tears in his eyes. And he says, Elder Quent, that was beautiful. I'm like, did you cry the whole time? I'm like washing my ass crack and making myself laugh. And he's like, you know how women pat their eyes when they start to have tears because they don't want to wipe their makeup off? That's him doing it. And he was crying and he told me like, you have a talent, like God has given you a talent. You need to, you need to show it off. I'm like, whatever. Well, he also, that same guy also walked in on me naked like 10 times.
Oh yeah.
And I could tell he wanted it to see, cause we lived in a hut. Like, he freaking knows, you know, that I'm going like,
what did you do when you'd walk in?
Well, I mean, it just depends. Like, I'd have to roll my dick up cause it's like on the floor, you know?
Oh yeah.
That's why he wanted to see it. So I'd be like, hey, you know, I'm rolling it up. You don't want to see me.
Give
like
me
that.
A minute.
Give me a minute. I mean, wait till I'm decent. Why did we even start talking about that?
Just because we're talking about missionaries.
Yeah, it does make me a little mad. I don't know how many people feel the same way as me, but when it comes to the new missionary rules, it makes me mad. Like, yeah. I'm jealous. How come I had to suffer? I had to suffer and like it was the worst.
Yeah.
And then now missionaries are just hanging out.
I also think that even though it's annoying, and you can like be resentful, I think it's a good thing that they're being more conscious of like people's anxiety and depression, you know, because a lot of people wouldn't go out because of it. But also, I would hope, I'm not quite sure how it is now, but I would hope that when people go home because of those reasons, people are giving them grace.
Well, that's the problem. And I think that's what makes me the most mad, is because I got like so... people were so upset at me for coming home when I needed shoulder surgery. I didn't even do anything. And I was an obedient missionary. So mm-hmm. now it's like the missionaries that are out are just hanging out.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to be out for 2 years and they're going to have just hung out and done nothing the whole time. And people like praise them. Mm-hmm. But I came home because I needed surgery and everyone hates my guts. That pisses me off. And that shows that I'm just resentful, but I can't help it. Mm-hmm. You know?
I'm sorry.
It's whatever. It's just like, I can't help but be like, like when the missionaries are hanging out at 11 and they're at the girls' house and doing whatever they want. I want to be like, I'm glad you're having fun, because like I freaking slept on the ground in the jungle.
Yeah, that's got to be hard to put, like, to put that into perspective too, because you did serve in Mexico and you didn't have the best experiences, and they're just like, a mission is so hard, but they like are driving to Water and Ice to get a slushy.
Yeah, they freaking make TikToks and hang out. Like, I literally had diarrhea every day.
Yeah, you were so skinny when you got home.
I really was. Do you remember how much I weighed? Did I tell you that?
Like 135.
Yeah, because right now I'm 200, or like 190, and I was at 135 when I got home.
At what, 6'1"?
Yeah, but yeah, they're stupid. Our neighbors are dumb.
Well, did you have any other funny missionary stories that happened on your mission?
I have a lot of funny mission stories, and I don't really, I can't think
off the top of
my head, but I have a lot of funny ones. Like, I know we talk about poop a lot, and that's just what we do. And so it's probably,
we have to talk about it one time.
We have to at least talk about poop. And I think last episode we got into it right away. And so this episode's a little taking a little longer, but on my mission in Mexico, I mean, I just had like diarrhea every day, for real. I had parasites. And so it was funny, because you know you're going to poop your pants on a mission. That's like what they say. But especially down there, it's like just, it's a matter of time. I think I pooped my pants like in the first month I was there. Just because it's like a disaster zone. But I told the story about my companion pooping like at the dinner table behind the curtain. I told that one. That's the same guy as the guy who cried when I whistled. And then I know I have a funny poop story, but I can't think about it right now. Like, you'd just be walking. I remember I was walking one time and we were super far away from our house and I had to go poop really bad, but I was holding it in. I was new. I was in my first area and I was still getting used to the food and everything. I had to go poop so bad, but I didn't want to poop my pants. And I like was holding it in and we were getting closer and then we got distracted. We talked to a member for a while and then we were like going to go somewhere where I could use the bathroom. And I literally stepped off the sidewalk on accident and I shit my pants.
Like the little, that little jump down.
It was
down.
Like the Tower of Terror in my stomach, oh, you know, how you, the drop. Well, just the centrifugal force.
Yeah.
Of when I stepped down, it just all, it was, the floodgates opened.
Yeah. Well, I think this story is funny and I think I've told it to you before. It's not me, but, and I'm not going to say who it is because I don't want to put them on blast, but she told me she was taking Isagenics pills that like make you, I think they're kind of like pooping pills, but she was doing the whole Isagenics thing and she had taken some and they usually make her poop, but I think she took like double what she usually takes. And she said, I'm already laughing just picturing it. She was driving home and she really had to poop really, really bad. And she was holding it in and she was just like, oh, I can't wait to get home. Like holding it in so bad. And she said all of a sudden the urge to poop went away. And she's like, like it was all, it was fine.
That's the calm before the storm.
Yeah, she was, she lives in the basement. So she was walking down the stairs and she felt something wet and she looked at her leg and there was poop running down her leg. And so she went to the bathroom and she said that poop just started falling out of her butt. And then later, after she was done, she went up the stairs and had to clean up poop that had dripped.
Who is this? Sign language to me. Is it her?
Yeah.
That is so funny.
And I love that story so much because it's like, oh my gosh, it was so hard. All of a sudden, like the feeling went away. It was fine. It's because she pooped herself.
It's because it came out.
How did you not smell it? She didn't even notice it. I don't know. Maybe she did smell it. I haven't heard the story in a long time, but I think she did say like, oh, the stench or something. It smelled so bad.
Unbearable. Because, okay, so funny. We need to break this down. You and I have talked about this before. You would know if you, the smell, you would know that you had diarrhea.
Yes.
Because, and here's what I want to talk to you about. Having, when you poop, it smells bad.
Mm-hmm.
When you have diarrhea, it smells so awful. And sometimes it crosses over a threshold where it's like satisfying that it smells so bad.
It's pungent.
It's like, it smells like throw up.
It does a little bit.
And it like just sprays out and you're kind of like, listen, I'll be honest. I flare my nostrils a little bit.
You're like, yeah. Like,
let it in, bitch. Let me smell.
Do you really?
Sometimes I'm like, let me see what I'm working with here.
Oh my.
I don't like it. but I like have to.
Is it satisfying?
It's satisfying because my stomach has hurt so bad that I like, it makes me happy that there's a reason that it hurts so bad.
Yeah.
Like it gives me the, it validates me.
Yeah.
That it's just pure acid coming out.
Mm-hmm.
It's like in the cartoons when there's like a vat of like neon green acid.
Mm-hmm.
That's just what the toilet bowl. But you know, I don't know. I'm surprised she didn't smell it.
She probably did. She hasn't told me the story in a long time. This happened like last year.
Is there a chance that she's telling a lie?
No, she's hilarious, but she would not lie about that. I think that's so funny though.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that she like, she might have even, I mean, she might have even like held her butthole, you know, as she waddled down the stairs. Oh my gosh. Know what I mean?
Yeah. But then at that, here's the thing. I guess that's the same question as when it's raining outside, do you walk or do you run?
Mm-hmm.
When are you going to get the most wet?
Oh yeah, if you like hurt, if you scurry, it's going to like come out faster.
Yeah, but if you have diarrhea and it's seeping,
mm-hmm.
does it make more sense to waddle slowly or just like skip down the stairs and get it over with? Like fastest track to the bathroom?
Yeah, that's hard because maybe like running will make it come out faster because it's like boom, 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 you know?
Yeah. Well, then maybe you do like, you know, when you're a kid and you like kind of... you like slide down the stairs but with your feet,
mm-hmm.
you know what I'm saying, you like do, 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 just like sliding so you don't have to step. Maybe you just do that.
Yeah,
but she has her stairs have like a landing, so you'd have to do a harsh turn,
mm-hmm.
and that's when the poop comes out the most.
This is another poop story.
Let me hear it.
I don't know if I said it on the podcast though, so if I start to say it, did I talk about poop story last time?
I don't think so.
Okay, then we must have talked about this on a date. I was on TikTok and I saw something that made me laugh, and it was this girl, and she said that she was on a date with a boy or something, or over at her boyfriend's house, but I feel like it wasn't her boyfriend. It was someone that she had just been with on a date, and she said she let out like a hot fart and she could feel it, but it was like quiet, and then her boyfriend like smelled it and he thought it his dog pooped. And so then they both had to look for the poop together because he's like, oh, dang it, the dog pooped. And he's like trying to find it. And she had to pretend to find it with him instead of just like, you know, obviously she's not going to own up to it. But I just think it's so funny that she knows it was her fart, but she has to go along with it so that she doesn't expose herself. And that made me laugh.
That is really funny. And then I wonder if he got a little bit closer to her and was like, I think it's, he's like following her around.
He's following her around the house. He's like, oh, I yeah. smell it.
She's like, you're onto it. Like she's as if she's leading to find it, but it's just because it's the waft.
That also makes me think of that one time you dropped me off after a date.
Oh my gosh, that was really bad. And that was when we were just dating.
Yeah.
And it's because I had just come home from my mission. Not just, but I was still recovering. My stomach was so bad. It's still bad, but it was really bad at the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
So I dropped you off from a date. We probably just like went and got food. I don't know. But we got to your house, I dropped you off, and it'd been a long day, and my stomach was uneasy, and we were still freshly dating, so I would never do this to you. I would never let a fart out. We like still don't even really do that.
No.
But we got to your house, I let you out, you know, hey, goodbye, that was fun, see you tomorrow, whatever. You get out, and as soon as you shut the door, I like, you know when you have to kind of lift yourself up off your seat because you're farting so bad? You don't know?
I don't do that, but I know you do.
Well, because you're like, it's so hot. You're like, you have to hold. you know when you like have a huge gas bubble in your stomach
yeah.
and it has to come out, and it was like hot and I felt like I was going to burn a hole in my chair, and it was just felt so good because I've been holding it in the whole day.
Mm-hmm.
And I release this monster fart, and then I look over and you're walking towards the car. And so I'm like, oh, shoot. Like, what, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I roll the window down like barely, and you're like, oh, I forgot my phone, and I like slid your phone through the window crack.
The green air is like seeping out.
Yeah, and I rolled it up and put a cinder block on the gas pedal and sped out of there as fast as I could. It was a bad fart.
Oh, I didn't smell it because I don't remember that.
If you would have smelled it, we wouldn't be sitting here today.
Maybe I thought it was like, you know, some skunk something outside.
You're like, interesting, it smells like a dead person in my neighborhood. You run inside. Dad, I think there's like toxic gases outside. You get one of those Chernobyl like clicking tracker things that they like, you know what I'm talking about?
No.
Do you remember Chernobyl?
Yes.
When they're looking, it's a meter. It's called like a...
Oh yeah, I remember those.
And that clicking sound. Mm-hmm. We need to watch that. We need to watch There's so many shows that we watched quickly.
Yeah.
That we need to watch some of those again. We do like to binge. But I have a problem, and you know this, where I don't like to finish shows.
Not always. But yeah. a few of your favorite ones you haven't finished.
I like can't get myself to do it. I don't know why.
Like, what's that Italian one?
Sopranos.
Yeah, you never finished that one.
Well, I know how it ends.
Yeah. And then you didn't finish Dark.
No. I don't know why. I just like can't.
And we didn't finish Succession.
We didn't finish Succession or Peaky Blinders. Peaky Blinders.
Oh, yeah. That one kind of started to fizzle out,
though. That's the thing about
that. That one was good, though.
That was really good at the beginning. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was pretty good for a few seasons.
And we just started what's that chess one?
Oh, Queen's Gambit. That got boring to me.
Yeah. Why do they do that? They like they're so good at first. And then they just like kind of same thing every single episode.
Yeah. I mean, that's the thing with Queen's Gambit. It's like, okay, she's obsessed with chess. She's so good at it. Mm-hmm. And then after, I don't know how many episodes it is, maybe like 8. Mm-hmm. But after 5 episodes, you're like, all right, I get it.
Yeah.
At least me. I'm like, it's just literally the exact same. She's good and mm-hmm. people doubt her and then she beats them. And then, something I had a hard time with in that show is like, they're just like such a bunch of nerds. That's all they talk about mm-hmm. is chess all day. And so they go and hang out at the bars and they're like playing chess.
Yeah, I just feel like that. I mean, I do respect the movie. I totally do. But I feel like that's not realistic. There's no way that people just do that all day long.
Yeah.
There's no way. That's got to be so boring.
I don't know, though. I mean, I guess it is her job. So people that are like professional athletes, that's all they do.
Yeah, but chess.
Yeah.
Chess. And she's like laying in bed, like doing it in her spare time at night too.
I know.
She's doing it on the ceiling, looking at the ceiling.
She's getting high off her ass, like knight to g7, you know? Yeah. It's like, no, freaking listen to some music if you're high. I don't know what you're doing playing chess. Of all the things, if you're gonna have like hallucinations and you're gonna be high, what a boring thing to do is play chess. You could transform into an eagle and freaking fly around and catch snakes. And you're going to play chess?
Do you really think you could do that while high? Thinking about that?
I mean, it just depends on what you're taking.
Oh, well, I get, yeah. Like, what is it? Like, acid and stuff really makes you hallucinate?
Yeah.
Jeez.
So, I mean, she was just folded her arms, sitting on her bed, she's playing like, chess.
Chess.
And, like, what else did she do? It's so funny because at the beginning of the show, you know that that's what the show's about. And then she goes and she's a kid and then she gets really good at it and whatever. And then when she gets adopted... And she goes, and she's 16 or something. And she goes to her new high school. And the first thing she says is like, do you guys have a chess club? Where's mm-hmm. the chess? It's like, all right. You know?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's kind of like, I don't think that's realistic.
But yeah, so we didn't finish that show because I got bored of it.
The one show that we watched for so long and never lost interest until just barely. Survivor. That show was good.
We... like decided to get into Survivor randomly a year ago, maybe.
Mm-hmm. Well, not more. Randomly.
It was kind of random that all of a sudden we had known the show has been out forever. You and I like never really were interested in it.
I would come downstairs like in high school and I'd see like my brother and my mom watching this weird show where this guy is like, it's like, meow, meow. Like the tribal music mm-hmm. and there's like a fire and I'm like, what is this? Like I thought it was so weird. And my mom and brother would watch it and they'd be like geek out together over it. And then years later, because that show's been on for forever, they were watching the newest season up at the cabin and Jordan and I, you know, couldn't watch a movie anywhere else. So we sat down and Jordan really got into it. And I only watched like the last episode with them. And I got into it over like the end of the season. And mm-hmm. then we watched that on the way home from the cabin, like going in and out of service. We'd like turn it on. And that was what was that? Season 38? That was season
39.
And so we were just so like pumped about it. And so we were like, okay, we're going to do this right. Which, by the way, I hate to offend you. If you're watching Survivor sporadically and jumping up and down and just picking and choosing episodes, you're doing it wrong.
You're doing it wrong.
And you're not getting the full experience.
And what Ali wants to say is that you're a dumb bitch if you do that.
Yeah.
It's true. And I'll tell you why. So what we did is we started from season one.
Yeah.
And literally just that's the only show we watched. And we watched...
For 11 months.
We watched all of the seasons until...
38.
We caught up. Yeah. So we watched 38.
Yes.
And we'd already seen 39.
And then we haven't watched it since because that takes a lot out of you, I think.
It does.
Yeah.
But there's like, we know... I think we are waiting for... It's because I think that's all they had on the streaming service. They didn't have the newest season yet because it's like was still on TV or something. I don't remember.
No, you literally just said, ugh, I don't want to watch Survivor tonight. It had been months and months of watching it, so I understand.
Yeah, I just like didn't want to do it because...
We took a tiny break, but I feel like I'm ready to dive back in and watch the last few seasons to be caught up.
Maybe. And it... But what we were going to say is there's so many people, like we got into Survivor and we started talking about it to people because we were obsessed with it.
Yeah.
And then people would say like, oh, we just barely watched season 20. It's the best season ever. And we're like, we love that one. It's so good. And we talked to them about it. And then we're like, how long have you guys been watching Survivor? And they're like, oh, that was the first season we watched.
Yeah.
Like, you idiot. The whole reason that season's good is because it's people who have been on multiple times.
Yeah, that actually really bugs me when people say that. And I mean, not necessarily bugs me, but I like almost feel like a piece of me has left my body. I feel sad because I'm like, oh, you didn't get the full experience.
And then the reason it's good is because you know those people from other seasons.
And how dare you claim to like it because there's no way you liked it as much as you could have.
They're like, we're the biggest fans of Survivor in the tri-state area.
It's just weird.
It's not true. And like, if you want to act like you're a big fan, then are you coming home every day and freaking eating Dairy Queen and watching Survivor? Don't think so.
Well, actually, it's Andy's.
We did at Dairy Queen for a while.
Oh, true. Because did we start Survivor in the condo?
No.
No.
No. But we still did Dairy Queen, right?
No. We haven't done Dairy Queen since we moved into our new
That's
house.
That's insane. So yeah, it was Andy's.
Andy's.
We would get Andy's. And there's a reason I'm like the fattest I've ever been. I'm so gross and disgusting. It's because you'd come home and just be like, you want to watch Survivor? Answer's yes. You want Andy's? Also, the answer's yes. And mm-hmm. I would just eat custard and watch challenges of people like standing on their tiptoes, bouncing.
Survivor's so good.
Survivor is so good. But the only problem is that they changed it. The rules.
Yeah, but we haven't watched them change it. Since they changed it, right? Because they cut the days down, the weeks down.
As far as I know, they cut it down.
Yeah.
Because it was supposed to be 38, 39 days. And now it's like 24 or 26 or something.
Yeah, I don't know how I feel about that. But maybe once we watch it, we'll like it. Maybe it'll like get into their days more instead of just like a few, you know.
Well, because the whole thing is the show started at the beginning. The whole point of it was actually like survival. And it showed how they're just sitting around bored. Like, because the days go by slowly because they're out there. Because in Australia, they were out for more days, 40 days or 41 or something.
Mm-hmm.
And then it slowly turned into like, didn't really care about that.
Yeah.
Because then what they started doing is the past 10 seasons or whatever, they're in Fiji. Like, they don't change the area because they know that. And so in Fiji, at least for the most part, it's like the weather's pretty normal the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
The conditions are pretty good the whole time.
Right.
And so they just focus on the game and like...
And that's what makes it so good. Oh my gosh, we could get into it, but...
We really could. I'm guessing you don't want to because you want to change the subject.
No.
Do you have anything else you wanted to bring up?
Yeah. Well, I mean, just little things.
Like what? Let's hear it.
Okay. On TikTok, I saw this video and a baby fetus grew inside of a mother's liver.
What?
Yes. So now I have to find it.
Why?
Why did it grow inside the liver?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Oh.
Uh-oh.
Ugh, I hate that. Okay, let me find what it says because it was really interesting and I didn't even know that that like could happen.
Wait, but like all, why though?
23-week fetus in liver from Vietnam. So what happened is that the egg, when it got fertilized and then when it traveled, I don't know how it broke through the fallopian tube, but I guess what happened was the fallopian tube opened or like ruptured and the egg implanted into the liver and it grew in the liver. Both the mom and baby died.
Oh, that sucks.
It's so sad, but isn't that crazy?
Yeah,
like
what the heck?
I did not know that could happen. So 23 weeks, which is crazy, like a 23-week-old fetus could live outside of the...
Yeah, that's insane.
Yeah. So I didn't know that they did that. That was one thing I wanted
to tell you. Well, have you been seeing, I haven't seen this in a long time, but I remember I would see on social media, YouTube and stuff years ago, mm-hmm. like they were working on making fake uteruses, uteri or whatever. Mm-hmm. Have you seen that? And they're like growing a baby sheep like yeah. in a lab.
Mm-hmm.
It's so weird. It's like a big plastic bag looking thing.
Yeah.
That acts as the uterus, and it has all the fluid in there and everything, and they're like growing this fetus.
Yeah, that like technology is insane.
And that was years ago, and I haven't seen anything about that. So you know that they probably were like, either they figured it out and they like didn't want to talk about it anymore for some mm-hmm. reason, or there was crazy complications. Because you know they have to be able to do that. Like, there's the fact that babies, human babies, can actually survive outside of the, like, having been birthed mm-hmm. too early. They can mm-hmm. go in the NICU and survive mm-hmm. a lot. I mean, for the most part, it seems like. And then you can even have a baby grow.
Yeah.
From not, like, that's insane.
Yeah.
So there has to be some sort of technology where, like, you can have, if something happens with a complication in pregnancy, there has to be some way to, like, put them into this fake uterus so they can grow the correct way.
Yeah.
Like, I guess it's not incorrect to be outside, but you know what I'm saying? Like, there has to be a safe way to make sure it's like guaranteed.
I just don't see a way of being able to have someone conceive and then transport it into a fake uterus. Like, I feel like they would only ever do that for cloning purposes. Like in that movie,
The Island. Oh, yeah, The Island.
Yeah, I feel like they would only ever clone for that reason. Because like once
What about if somebody, like, you know how there's surrogates?
Yeah.
What if you just did like the surrogate action, but instead of putting it into a person, you put it into the fake uterus?
Oh, true. Yeah, I didn't think about that.
That's what I would think.
I feel like that could work. Like, if they figured it out, that could work.
It has to work. There's so many weird things in science that are like getting done all the time mm-hmm. that we don't really hear about. Like, have you seen those things where years ago, I mean, I was in elementary school or junior high, where somebody was, scientists grew an ear on a guy's arm. Because the guy needed a new ear or something, like using stem cell stuff. That was a long time ago, and they knew how to do that. They have to know. There's so many things that science can do. I don't know why we're not hearing about that kind of stuff more.
Yeah, that is interesting. Maybe we're not following the right, what's it called? Like, maybe you need to like subscribe to Science Now or Science Today.
I need to get the magazines to come in the mail.
Yeah, so that you can be up to date.
That's true.
Because your For You page is probably just like poop, you know?
Yeah, my For You page is just like poop and just a bunch of ass, you know?
Oh.
Sorry. Yours too, probably.
My For You page targets like me and makes me sad.
I know. It's
like those, you know, have you seen those TikToks where it says like the first thing I see when I get into heaven, it's like the dog running. Yeah. Those make me sad.
Yeah, me too.
And just, the other day, for some reason, when Bailey was running around the chicken in the backyard,
mm-hmm.
I was thinking about, she was running like towards me and I was like, sad. Like, I thought about that.
Stop it. There's so many times you'll text me. I'm like, hey, what are you doing? And you're like, oh, I'm just in bed crying, like watching TikTok.
TikTok wants me to cry, I think.
But you know that you could just swipe to the next thing, right?
Yeah, but I watch them.
So you
want
to cry?
No, I can't help it. I just cry, but I watch the sad thing because they capture my attention. Like, have you, I don't know if anybody's seen the like battery buttons they put into things, the TikToks where they're like raising awareness for like if the kid swallows it.
I don't know what type of battery, I don't know what it's called.
It's just those buttons. So they have big ones and they have small ones. And if a kid swallows it within a few minutes, it's already like burning. And basically the kids, it's really hard for them to survive it, which is, it's such a simple thing. You wouldn't think that would be, like, how horrible would it be the cause of death was swallowing a button battery.
And also, what are those even used for?
Blake's ring that she had that lit up, mm-hmm. you know, I saw a few button batteries in that and I threw it away.
Good.
So there was a TikTok and she was like basically bringing awareness, but there's a video of her kid hooked up at the hospital with tears in her eyes. This baby is like a year old and looking at the video and the mom's like, I know, baby. And the baby died.
That's so dumb.
That's horrible. And so I cried.
I would cry too. You're getting choked up now. I can tell.
Actually, maybe a little bit.
But don't be sad though.
I won't be sad.
I mean, you can be sad if you want, but it makes me sad if you're sad. So you cut that shit out right now.
Okay.
Let's talk about shit or something.
Something happy.
Let's talk about something happy. Mission New Year, New You starts now. If you are looking for great workouts to shed body fat and achieve real results, ditch your weak-ass supplements and get bucked up. Sure, you could go another year hiding from your reflection, or you could finally own your life and shatter last year's limitations. Transformation takes work. Bucked Up helps with epic benefits: energy, endurance, power, pump, fat burning, and infinitely more. Fuel your fitness goals with the best supplements and gym apparel on the market. Get bucked up. Use code Jordan at checkout for 20% off. Again, that's code Jordan, J-O-R-D-A-N, for 20% off. This episode is brought to you by Evora. Evora, the self-expression brand. They create opportunities for self-expression through daily wearables that you customize. In their store, you get to design and create your own ring. Book your spots online, and on your booked date and time, pick your stone and metal options, and with the help of an Evora team member, create your ring. Their store is in Gilbert, Arizona, right by Backyard Taco on Higley and Ray. If you can't make it in the store, you do Evora by you online, where you design everything online, then they create it and ship it to you. Go today and design your ring or book your spots online by going to evoracompany.com. That's evoracompany.com. Well, let's complain.
Okay.
That's what we do.
Yeah.
And we complain. I have a very specific complaint that I know you'll agree with me.
Oh, have you been holding it back?
No, it just happened last night.
Oh, okay.
So we went out last night. We just went and got some dinner and hung out.
This reminds me of my complaint.
Is it the same complaint?
No.
Okay. So, well, you don't know.
Okay.
Okay. So let me do, okay, I'll do mine first. So okay. We get home and we had a babysitter and she's a family friend and she's amazing.
Yeah.
And she has helped us go hang out. Finally, we have two kids. So it's been really nice. So we get home and she leaves, you know, we pay her and then we sit down to watch some TV and the TV's being weird.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know why? Do you remember?
Yeah, because they turned on the sound or
something.
Did
you ask her about it?
No, I need to.
I don't understand. I mean,
I think you could go to your settings and fix it.
Yeah, but the button's not working. So what happened was I turn on the TV and on our remote, there's buttons that say Netflix, Hulu, like mm-hmm. on the remote. There's a quick button to Netflix, Hulu, and Amazon and HBO and whatever. So I click mm-hmm. the Netflix button and I hear the TV say Netflix. Mm-hmm. I was like, what the heck? Well, that was kind of weird. And then I like wasn't paying attention and I think I backed back out to like the main page on the TV, which has all a bunch of different services on it, and it has like watch now, this new movie that's out, like that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So I was just sitting there and as it was scrolling through, the TV was saying like,
no,
Groundhog Day, watch now, or whatever, like yeah. everything. And I would be like, I'd go up and it would say like applications, movie, TV, and the TV was saying it.
I heard some noises and I heard you being like, ah, like so annoyed. I was going pee when this was happening. And I walk out, I was like, what is going on? And you're like, oh, the TV. And then you couldn't figure it out.
Well, because our remote wasn't like the menu button on our remote wasn't working.
Mm-hmm.
And so then it was really pissing me off. And so then I took the batteries out, put it back in and it wasn't working. And I even like, it wouldn't even turn the TV off. I finally got it to work and then I like unplugged it and then I had to go and turn our TV off by hand. And I still can't fix it. Yeah. I don't know how the babysitter did that.
I don't know how she did it either.
Like, did she do it on purpose
or what? Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it when we get home.
But how, like the button doesn't work. Like you can't even go into the settings.
You can't?
No. That's what I'm saying.
Like, well, we have our warranty. Take the TV back.
We have had the warranty for the TV taped on the fridge for the past 2 years.
However many years, yeah. I think it's up in 3 years.
I think
years.
It's a 3 year.
We should just return it.
Let's get a new TV.
Yeah.
But I think the thing is that remote, no, it is the right remote. Because do you remember our old TV? You gave it to the baby and she broke the remote, even though I freaking asked you every day not to give her the remote.
Yeah.
Because she would break it.
Yeah.
And you did it anyway and then she broke it.
Yeah.
We had to get a universal remote. And that remote sucked because it didn't have any of the things on it for the TV.
Yeah, that was annoying.
So, I don't know. It's just super dumb. Like, little stuff like that would put me in such a bad mood.
Yeah.
Because why do I have Siri talking to me?
But I will say that things that inconvenience you like that are the worst things. Like, it's just so annoying. Like, technology not working makes my blood boil.
Like, hey, how does it not work? I don't understand. Why is my phone $1,500 and like the maps don't work? Why?
Yeah, it gets really annoying.
It like this is such a I'm looking at my
first world problem.
Oh, of course. This is such a advanced piece of technology. Like, your dad's car drives itself, can do all the stuff. There's technology is so insane.
Yeah.
That why, like, my buddy's telling me that he's like, his phone doesn't like give him notifications, and it's like a brand new phone. Why does That's technology annoying. Not work? It's so stupid.
Yeah.
The technology is possible. So when little things like that happen, it's so frustrating.
I also don't understand, and maybe other people don't care about this, but I wish that Apple would put a feature on your messages that can make you unread them. So you can read it, unread it, so you like can get back to it instead of forgetting about it.
You can flag it, right? Or no?
I don't think so. Not in messages, in email.
Can you unread it? I thought you could do that. Well, you can do that on Instagram.
Yeah, but like, why won't Apple do that?
I don't know.
You can mute it or delete it, which you definitely don't want to mute it if you want to remember.
It is so annoying. But so like, we probably should take our TV back, huh?
Maybe they'll let us switch it in and upgrade a little bit and then just put in a little bit of money for a bigger TV.
Well, what happened last time? That's actually not a bad idea. We should do that this week.
Yeah.
What happened? Let's call and
find out.
Do you remember we bought the TV, brought it home.
That was so annoying.
Took it out of the bag or the bag. We brought the TV and took it out of the box and it was cracked.
Mm-hmm.
So then we had to put everything back in, and it's the TV like has so much styrofoam around it.
Mm-hmm.
So it was so annoying to fit back into the box. And we finally got it back, and then we had to like, they didn't have the same one. Do you remember that? We had to go to a different Walmart, like have a receipt, and like they had the other Walmart had to call the new one and say like, we're coming to trade it out. And we got home and then it like didn't work again.
Yeah, we couldn't screw in the legs.
That's what it was. The
screws wouldn't go in. It was just like default. Or not, is that the word? Faulty?
It was bad. So we had to get another one, another TV.
That kind of stuff always happens to me.
It does. And I wanted to talk about that because I have literally the exact opposite.
What do you mean?
You always have bad things like that happen to you. And it's mostly with food.
Yeah. And it's the worst.
And I always have good things happen to me when it comes to food.
Mm.
And something happened to me yesterday.
A good thing?
Yes.
What happened?
When I went out to eat with my friend.
Yeah.
And we got pizza.
Yeah.
So we went to Venezia's, and it's like you can just buy by the slice.
Right.
He just got one slice of pizza, and I got a slice of pizza and a half side of wings. And they were making a pepperoni pizza, so they said it'll be a wait, right?
Yeah.
So what happened was, we're sitting at our table, and we're waiting for our food. They call my name because my wings were ready. So she gives me my wings and gives me a number for the table for my pizza. Then a few minutes later, they call my friend's name, so he goes up and he gets his pizza slice, right?
Mm-hmm.
Then a few minutes later, someone came over to my table because they saw my table number, and they gave me my pizza and they gave him his pizza. So they gave us a free slice.
That always happens to you.
It does always
happen. I love when you come home with something. Well, I've come home with some free stuff too sometimes.
You have. Well, it's
on occasion.
Because you show your
kids. No. It's because I did a bad thing. Like I forgot my card or I don't have any money and they feel bad for me, so they give it to me.
Yeah. Well, because the biggest problem we've been having lately is because we have Thread wallets on our keys. A lot of times, like, if I'm driving your car, I'll take my credit card out so I can get gas in your car or something. Like, we'll switch cards around to the wallet that the car we're driving.
Yeah.
And so if you have lashes or something and you take my car, there's no cards in there. But you don't realize until you go up to pay.
Yeah, that only happened one time, but still, it was like,
Like, you have the wrong card.
Yeah.
Or something. Because it's like, I always have something lucky happen to me. And your food always gets messed up, always.
I told the girl.
They gave me a free hash brown today. They gave me 4 hash browns.
They did?
Yeah.
I asked
for 3, they gave me 4.
And something I was thinking about that happened recently is I think we got to the point now that when I'm in the car with you, we check our food. We stay at the window and check because it's like I have a dreary cloud above my head and all my food always gets mixed up. Even when we had Whataburger just barely, they gave me something wrong. Oh, I asked for a Dr. Pepper shake and they gave me a vanilla one.
Really? The other night?
That's sad.
I should have had some of my Dr. Pepper
shake. It was still good, but I was just like, I've gotten to the point where I'm not even surprised when my food's wrong. It's fine now.
You should have asked for I drank that whole shake.
Yeah, it was like a 32 ounce cup.
And I didn't even like want it.
You just like force yourself to?
I was full immediately, but I wanted it so bad.
Yeah. Sometimes it's hard to stop.
But what else happened? Like we just barely had something happen with food, right?
It just always happens.
No, your food last night tasted like, smelled like a vagina.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. So we went out for my birthday yesterday because my birthday's on a Monday, and we went to Clever Koi in Gilbert. And Jordan and I were sitting there waiting for my sister-in-law and her boyfriend to show up. And all of a sudden we're like, oh, that smells really good. And then immediately followed like, oh, that kind of smells like crotch. Like it just smelled so bad. And I was like, ugh, like that's awful. What is that? I said, who walked in that smells like that? And Jordan's like, I think it's the food. And I was like, really? And then they come, my sister-in-law and her boyfriend come in and we order our food and I ordered pad thai. And the lady sets it down and I just got a big whiff of crotch.
Mm-hmm.
And the food tasted like it too. And it wasn't good.
I didn't even have a bite. We were going to share it.
Jordan didn't even eat it. And I barely ate it. I like forced myself to eat it. It was gross. But the fries that we had there were pretty good. And I'm sure the other food's there good there. But I think what it was is they probably used like a fish oil or something.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's like what they do in Asian-y food, right?
Yeah. And it wasn't like... It's hard to explain because it didn't smell awful, but you're like, I can't decide if that's a good smell or a bad smell.
Oh, it was horrible.
Like you know what I'm saying? It's on the border. Like we thought it smelled good immediately when we got it or when we smelled it.
Yeah.
And then after a while you're like, oh, it just smells kind of like not right.
It smells like downstairs.
Yeah. And so then that's why it was like, just kind of once you made that connection, it didn't sound like it was going to be tasty or anything at all.
And I forced myself to eat a few bites of it.
Well, it would have been good. Like it's pad thai's good.
Pad Thai is amazing. I love it. And it's like, Pad Thai tastes like Pad Thai. Almost every other place I've been to, it tastes the same.
So that's why you're like,
I was very surprised.
You wanted it to taste how you wanted it to.
I'm and sure. It didn't.
Yeah. Those fries were good. I really want to get those things that Courtney and Sam got.
Yeah. It was like a chicken mini.
Yeah, it was like a chicken mini.
In like a roll.
But it's like they're hot buns, sweet buns, they call them or something. They're freaking good. They're good. They looked really good, I mean.
Yeah.
So we should go back there. Something I wanted to do is I don't know if you have ever used Reddit or anything.
No.
So I wanted to go on here and you and I could pick.
Okay.
Which kind of topic we want to read. Is that okay? Sound okay?
Oh, so you didn't pick any?
No. I haven't read these either.
Okay.
But I think it'll be funny for us to both react to them. Yeah. So what's an unspoken rule that annoys you when people don't know about it? So that's right up our alley. Do you want to read these?
Yeah.
One of the top answers. So the question is, what's an unspoken rule that annoys you when people don't know about it? The top answer says, don't ask people to do their job for free, even if you're friends or family.
Oh my gosh.
So we have kind of talked about this a lot.
Yes.
Unfortunately, we've been put in this situation many times.
Yeah. Get taken advantage of all the time. I think that asking for a free service just shows that you don't respect that person or like their profession or what they've been through to like get there. And I also feel like it's something that people usually in high school do who like don't know, you know?
Yeah. I mean, it's funny because as you're talking about that, I know that we've had this happen to us. Like when I did photography, that happened a lot.
Yeah. It's freaking rude.
And even when I had the clothing company.
Oh yeah.
But then we literally started this podcast because Adam did it all for us.
He's so nice.
And actually, this is an interesting thing for the listeners. This is the first episode that we're doing it by ourselves.
Yes.
Because we're in the new studio and we have all our own equipment. It is very sad. And Adam's not here to do it, to produce it. So we're doing it all ourselves.
Yeah.
Which is kind of cool.
Yeah. I also want to go back to what you just said because it made me think about this. I did do my sister-in-law's lashes for free, but they offered to pay. And I think that that's like I respectfully declined a few times and they would pay me in Venmo and then I'd return it.
Yeah, that's
the
thing.
So like it's different. Like I feel like family members is slightly different than friends, but still, I mean, also if you get to the point where like your time is so valuable that like the time and money is so valuable that you would have to charge your family members, hopefully they'd understand.
Well, what you said is so true because there's that level of respect where even if the person offered, that's all it takes.
Yeah.
I don't know about you. I like in most cases when I have a service to offer, I like am willing to do it for free.
Mm-hmm.
Way more willing if the person, like if I'm doing it as out of the kindness of my heart for them.
Yeah.
Because if they're going to offer to pay or they try to pay, then it's like, you know that you're like, you know that they respect you enough to pay for it, but then you're like, oh, I'll just do it for free.
But also, there's been times too, and I'm just going to talk good about us for a second. There's been so many times that you and I have had a friend do something for us and we like overly tip them or something because we want them to know we respect them and care about them and that like we take them seriously.
Yeah.
Right. But like also we've had friends do photography for us and we've paid them and you know,
it's also because we've been on the other side of it.
Yeah. So we know what it feels like.
Like we had the photography business and we got people taking advantage of us. And so mm-hmm. we're like, we don't want to do that to people.
Right.
Obviously there's times you forget, like even when we had our engagements taken for free, like we won the contest to get the pictures taken, but we still should have tipped.
Yeah, but we were like fresh off high. Well, you were fresh off your mission. I was like fresh off high school still. I didn't understand that.
Yeah, that's another thing. Like we didn't know until we were put in a situation to where we saw what it was like to be the photographer.
Yeah.
And so now like we've had multiple things like that. Mm-hmm. So most people don't know. But that's tricky. It is really annoying. I remember even something as simple as like the clothing company. I mean, I was in high school and it was everyone like, oh, I thought we were bros. Like, give me free stuff. And I'm like, what are you talking? Like, what makes you think that?
Yeah,
you want to pay more? Like, I will pay more than what my friend is charging because I want to support their small business.
Yeah. If your friend has a business, do what you can to support them because you don't just need to buy their stuff to support them. Sharing, liking, word of mouth, all that stuff like goes a long way and it just shows that you care about them.
Yeah. And even if you're doing it, even if the only thing that comes out of it is the fact that your friend saw that you care enough to do that for them, that's a big thing, at least for me.
Yeah, me too.
And it's funny you bring that up too, because I just had a phone call. I had a phone call with one of our friends the other day. I told you about it. And I was talking to him and I said like, congrats. I mean, they're having a baby. And I said, I'm sorry that I didn't call you to talk about it sooner. Like, I think I commented on your post, but sorry, I haven't reached out to talk to you about it personally. And he's like, oh, it's fine. Like, and he said, I don't really pay attention to like, I don't keep tallies of who has commented or whatever on the post. I don't really care. And I laughed because I'm like, oh, I do though.
Yeah. Like what the heck? Every single human who like the people who came to my wedding, I'll remember you forever.
Mm-hmm. So that's a big unwritten rule is not the friends and family asking for free. Mm-hmm. Back to the Reddit.
Yeah.
This next one, you and I've complained about a lot.
Mm-hmm.
It says, don't play music out loud from your mobile phones on public transportation. I get that you're going to have a boring ride, but don't ruin everyone else's. So public transportation, I haven't had to deal with it like that.
Me neither.
But don't have your phone blasting in public. There's people that come over for like dinner and you're watching a video on your phone super loud. It's like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
What are you doing? I don't want to listen to your dumb shit. Turn it down. Like literally you could have it on level 2 volume, 2 notches up and you could still hear it just fine.
Yeah.
Do you agree with that or no?
Yeah, I think that AirPods are huge right now. Just put some AirPods in and listen. You know, you don't need to listen to it on your phone. I haven't really had experiences with people doing that very much.
You never had like people having a phone call on speaker super loud or
My dad does that all the time, but he's done that since I was...
give me a break with that.
I love my dad. He's
something that your dad
does.
He's
so loud and I'm just used to it. I'm like... I'm used to it because it's been ever since I've been born, he's been like that. So,
well, something that is so funny about your dad is he's always on the phone. He's a busy man.
So busy.
He's always on the phone. And something he does, like I've been in the car with him and he's got a phone call. Okay, let me start over. I have been on the phone with him a lot of times because he's my father-in-law, but also because I used to work for him. So I've been on the phone with him a lot and then he would cut in and out and he'd be like, oh, I'm sorry. And I know he's doing something.
Yeah.
Then I was in the car with him, and this is all years ago, but I was in the car with him one time and he got a phone call from some guy and he just mutes the call.
Yeah. Well, a lot of people call my dad to have my dad fix their problems because my dad is very nice and generous and he helps people with their problems all the time. He's a problem solver. And so sometimes he's just fed up at the end of the day. And yeah, someone will call him and just be talking and he'll mute it and like be fixing his motorcycle or something while he's listening. Like not really listening. He'll be like talking to you and this person's on the other line just talking. He's like,
so that's what I'm saying.
Mutes it. Yeah. Mutes it again.
That's what I'm saying. I've been the guy on both.
Yeah.
So now I don't talk to him about anything sensitive on the phone because I know he's just in the car with somebody.
Yeah.
Which is
funny. That's true. Something else that this makes me think of is because of that, you know, since Jordan and I got married, he'd get a phone call and he steps outside of the house and it makes me mad because I'm not used to it and I'm nosy. I want to hear what he's talking about. And so he'll like go out and he'll have like an hour phone call or something just outside while I'm dealing with the babies inside. And then he comes inside. I'm like, so what did that person say? My nosy self wants to know what happened.
Our house is so small that it's just like, I won't be able to hear the person on the phone.
It does make sense, but I'm just not used to it because my dad would do that with our chaotic house.
Yeah.
So I'm not used to it at all.
Sorry to make you mad.
It's okay.
I just want to be able to
I've gotten used to it after 4 years. Freaking hear the
person on the phone.
Yeah, it's okay.
You know?
At first I thought it was weird, but I'm over it now.
You still do. Like, you still say to me, like, do you have to go outside? It's like, yeah, so I can fucking hear what they're saying.
I know.
I'm just going to hear, like, the kids' toys. Sing with me, you know, that one toy. And I'm like, what? What are you saying? I, like, have the phone. Yeah. Like, I can't, I'm not going to freaking hear. You know what toy bugs me so bad?
What one?
Is that stupid little dumb popping vacuum shit.
Oh, yeah.
We hide it.
We do hide
it. Why do we even still have it? Why?
Yeah, I just need to, like, give it to Goodwill. Put it in a pile.
In the trap. I want to watch it. I want to watch it be incinerated.
See, that's okay. You're allowed to. You're allowed to want that.
Let's put it in a trash compactor, like on Monsters, Inc. when he thinks Boo is in the cube.
Oh,
the trash.
Yeah.
I want to do that.
To that toy.
To that toy. And also, what's another toy that drives us both insane?
That bug book.
There's a book that our daughter loves.
And my sister got it for her.
It's like, what even is it? Just like an informative book about bugs.
Yeah, it's like not for a three-year-old, but it has like real pictures of bugs. And Blake will be like, ew, look at this book.
She'll be like, what's that? I'm like, it's a scorpion. And then, she's like, no, not. I'm like, it says fucking scorpion right there. Yes, it is. You can't
no,
read
I'm not.
I can read. And I'm telling you, that's a scorpion. So don't tell me no.
But she like knows what they are too. She's really intelligent and she remembers everything. So she'll point to like a moth and she'll be like, what that, mommy? Is that a moth?
You're like, I think so, I don't know. And then she just, I don't know, she's like, read it to me.
It's but like, it gets annoying because she wants us to like sit down with her and go through it. So right now it's underneath our dresser. I just kicked it out.
But we can't bring ourselves to throw it away.
Yeah, I feel bad because she loves that book, so I just kicked it under the dresser.
It's so funny. Do you want to read this next one?
Yeah, you want me to read it to you?
Well, I mean, I've already read it, so I want to hear. Okay. It says, you only take 2 slices of pizza max until everyone has had their fill.
Oh, yeah.
Everyone needs to understand, like, common courtesy when it comes to food, that I know it depends on the family, but I mean, you know, like, there's things that have been drilled into my head by my parents that even if they weren't crazy strict about it, I just watched how my dad did things. Mm-hmm. So now I, like, can't help myself.
Which he's, like, the most respectful human on the earth.
Dad? My dad?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like,
he's so sweet.
Like for me, and you know this about me, this just makes me feel uncomfortable. If we were at a restaurant and I got my food first, I wouldn't eat.
Yeah.
I'd wait till everyone has their food. And it's not like I expect other people to do that for me, but it just would make me feel like I can't help myself but to wait because it makes me feel so uncomfortable because of how my dad would do that.
And my dad, we went out to eat up at the cabin and he literally told the waitress, my dad is very particular about a few things, but he's like, I do not want to eat cold food. Bring the food out as it's hot. Don't wait for everyone to be ready to bring it to us. So as people's food got ready, the waitress would bring it and people would start eating. But that's just because my dad hates cold food. Mm-hmm. Like, he's like, there's no point in eating it if it's cold.
Well, I agree. But also that is different. Like if you bring the food to me and I decide to wait, then it's my own fault if it's cold, and I could always play it by ear.
Right.
And be like, it's starting to get cold, I'll share my food.
Yeah.
Or I can start eating.
Yeah.
But if they wait and they bring it out cold, that's some shit. Mm-hmm. You don't do that.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I told you about when I went to get food with a group of friends and the food was taking forever and people were just eating their food when it came out. And that was so weird to me.
Yeah.
And the only reason I say so is because like people were done eating.
Yeah, by the time someone else
got their food. But I guess that does go to show that it's a good thing they ate because their food would have been cold if they waited.
Yeah.
But it made me feel so weird. Mm-hmm. And then what I did, like my pizza came and I like shared my pizza.
Yeah.
And I said, just give me a slice when yours comes.
Yeah, you're so sweet.
I'm not saying that to do that. I'm just saying I am so weird about it.
That's just how you were brought up though.
Yeah, I'm so weird about the thing. But another one, it says, standing in the middle of the supermarket aisle, blocking the entire aisle while you stare at the shelf is not okay.
Yeah. I've never really had issues with that. I'm probably the one who does that, so.
Just people being in the way.
I just don't think about that kind of stuff sometimes.
Something that I think is an etiquette, like with the store, the supermarket, is mm-hmm. with, well, first off, if you're at Walmart or whatever, there's kind of an unspoken rule of if you are too far away to cross the road, then you wait for the car to leave before it's your turn to cross the road.
Mm-hmm.
Like that's how it goes. It goes cross, car, like that's how it should go, I think.
Yeah.
So when I'm at the store and I'm in the car trying to find a parking space and people just keep walking in front of me, that pisses me off.
Yeah.
Because I'm pretty polite about go.
Yeah.
But then people just will like take advantage of it and it's too many people going and that bugs me.
Yeah. Some people just don't know. Like they just don't know like common courtesy.
Or at least like walk in a straight line across the street. Do you know mm-hmm. what I mean? There's people that walk diagonal and so it takes them twice as long to cross the street. And I don't understand that. Like what I'll do a lot of times is I'll be walking and if I'm a little too far away, I'll just like do this. Wave my hand and let the car go because I know that they've waited for someone but people don't get it, and it's too bad that I don't have like a huge truck because I want to run people over.
Oh my gosh,
what's up? You don't agree? You're telling me when a bunch of grandpas, the worst is by Fry's or something, it's all grannies,
they're all old
and you know how I feel about old people,
and
it's freaking dumb. But that's kind of all for that's all for this group of Reddit stuff. We don't have to read more. Maybe you don't want to. I'm good to go. Do you have anything else you want to say?
Mm-mm.
All right. Let's just wrap it up. Follow me if you're not already on Instagram at Jordan R. Quent or the podcast Instagram at Quintessential Pod. Make sure you are subscribed and following on all the different streaming services you use. Feel free to leave a rate or review. Helps us out a lot. It actually changes the whole algorithm of how it gets shown.
And if you want to be a good friend.
You'll support. That's the truth. Send it to a friend. It helps us out. And tune in next time. I have a lot of fun hanging out with you, Ali. I'm glad you're here.
I love you.
I love you more. See you guys.
Bye.